Hi, my name is Michaela Zorbo.
And my name is Taylor Motley.
And today we're going to talk about assisted suicide.
Okay, so assisted suicide is whenever your terminally ill patient decides that they don't want to live anymore for the benefit or the convenience of the rest of their family for whatever reason. So the topic is, should assisted suicide for terminally ill patients be allowed?
I will be discussing the side of the debate that does not agree with assisted dying. The impact of assisted dying on disabled people is a concern. There is a fear that assisted dying could set back the long fight for disabled people's lives to be treated with the same respect and dignity as those of non-disabled people, for governments to invest in services that offer them an independence and quality of life the same as others. What are we saying about the way we view disability or the way we view disabled people's lives? When any possible definition of eligibility for assisted dying will contain a large number of disabled people. Emily Yerby wrote an article in The Economist about her thoughts on assisted suicide. She said, "I cannot imagine ever supporting assisted dying. I want to avoid the false hope of I would support it if, because my if is hardwired into the way our world works. I would support assisted dying if I could be confident that we got it right every time, and that is impossible. These factors combine to mean that the economically weakest people in our community are disproportionately likely to have a poor quality of life when they become ill, without the resources to continue doing the things that make life worth living for them. Even if money worries were not a direct cause of death, the risk of a socioeconomic gradient in assisted dying would be as real as any other health inequality."
I recently read an article from The Economist by Stephen Fletcher, who is a quadriplegic. He lived in Canada, and he hit a moose with his car, and he was completely paralyzed from the neck down. He didn't have a very, at first, positive outlook on life, and he realized that he was going to be in 24-hour care, and he just didn't see any reason. So he figured out, instead of what he wanted, instead of assisted suicide, he found some solutions, and he became the first permanently disabled member of the Canadian Parliament, and he learned his value of life. He said people would rather have someone paralyzed from the neck down than the neck up. But he didn't necessarily say that he didn't believe that people should not have the choice. He believes that people should have a choice. And he asked the question, if a person is diagnosed with a terminally if a person is diagnosed with a terrible terminal illness or is in intolerable pain, why should we force that person to suffer? And he said that it should be clarified that there is a big difference between suicide, euthanasia, and dying with dignity, because suicide is self-inflicted, euthanasia is ending a person's life without consent, and dying with dignity is neither suicide nor euthanasia. It's a respect for the individual. But individuals of sound mind must be allowed to make their own decisions for themselves. An adult who, for very good reasons, consents to die should have that right. Recently, I was talking to my mom, who works in the medical field, and asked her perspective on the topic, and she said, and I quote, "From my medical perspective, I understand the pain, and dying with dignity is preferred over suffering when there are other alternatives such as assisted suicide." And she said that she had talked about it, and if she ever were to come down with a terrible illness, that she would be faced with the question of, should she let her family suffer and see her go through that, or if she would just end it. And it's still something that they don't know.
Here with me, I have my mom, Kim Zorbo, and she's going to share her opinion on assisted suicide. Kim?
I do have an opinion on assisted suicide. I don't know if it's a straightforward opinion. I feel like people that may be terminally ill should be medicated in such a way so that they're not suffering or in pain or just in a miserable state more than just knowing the fact that they're going to die. But as far as actually assisting someone, as in like giving them a medication for themselves to pass away or any other means, I do not agree with at all. I do really feel like it's totally up to God on when someone is going to be born, and he's going to know the day that they die, but I really do not feel like it should be up to a person, another human, to actually make that choice or really even assist. Because there are many ways to help someone to not be in pain and, you know, just really, really be suffering along the way.
What do you say if somebody just wants to die?
I guess I do think that I know a lot of patients that are still, even though they're on pain medication and things like that, they are still in pain. But I just don't think I could ever go along with it. And now if someone did choose to do that and they had someone else assist them in that, I would not judge them, because you really don't know what you're gonna do until you're in that situation. But I know me personally, I could not do that. I don't think I could really ever live with myself.
Do you have any friends who agree with you on that?
I'm sure that I do. I haven't had a recent discussion about it with any of my close friends, but I know that they would. Most of my friends are Christians and they really believe the same way that I do. And just, that would not be something we could help with.
So this is all your own thoughts?
Yes.
That's good. Thank you for this segment.
Personally, I don't know where I stand on this debate because I've never had to personally experience anybody I know have to go through this. From like a medical perspective, like I could understand how a patient wanting to do this just so that they don't have to watch their family suffer and watch their family watch them suffer, and for the like expense reason. But personally, if I ever had to watch one of my family members go through this, I don't think I would agree with it. So I'm kind of at a point where I don't really know. What about you?
I think that it would definitely be hard, and if it's possible at all to stay in the fight and keep trying to live. If it's a case where you can't think for yourself or like even feel feelings or something like that, then I would say it would be a good time to end it. But if there's any type of understanding in the brain, I think that you should always keep fighting, because you never know who else you could inspire to keep going. And you never know, you could get healed. You could be fine.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want...
I agree.
Yeah, yes. You wouldn't have wanted to kill yourself if you could have been living.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And this concludes our podcast.
Bye!